Hello? Is someone there? Who are you? You're not one of the village men. An adventurer? What is an adventurer doing all the way out here? The guild issued a mission to eliminate the slimes in this village? Oh no. One of the wives must have found out where her husband was disappearing off to and told the guild. What am I? And what am I talking about? Why, I thought that was obvious. I'm a slime, of course. As for what I'm talking about, I've been sleeping with some of the village men in order to give birth to my children here. Aren't they adorable? Why do I look so human? Well, that's because this is how slimes look once they mature. It's just not common for us to completely grow up since we're normally hunted by adventurers before we get this old. Please, won't you please spare me and my children? We're really no harm to anyone. I'm sorry if I've angered someone's wife, but I can't help it. I know I'm not human, but slimes have needs too. Please, please don't tell the guild where we live. I'll do whatever you want. You could even breed me if you want to. Why would you sleep with a slime? How rude. I'll have you know I am an excellent lover. Just ask any of the men I've met before. They'll tell you the same thing. Or better yet, I'll show you what I mean. After all, they say that seeing is believing. Did you know that as slimes grow up, we gain better control of our bodies? Combine that with our exceptional malleability, and we can take any form we want. For instance, I can make myself grow 7 feet tall, more muscular, and even give myself a nice pixie cut. Why are you backing away from me? I thought you didn't want to sleep with the slime. If you back up any more, you'll end up with nowhere to go. Oh? You're not scared of me? My dear adventurer, I thought I already told you. I don't want you to be scared. I want you to breed me. Now, hold still and let me remove this cloak and awful chainmail for you. Now, that is a much nicer view. Such a well-toned body. I suppose I should expect as much from an adventurer, but I think I like that adorable face most of all. Come now, don't be so shy. Let me get a good look at you. Oh, very cute indeed. So cute, in fact, that I just might. Don't you just taste delicious? But I think I'd like to taste some more of you. Hold still a moment, adventurer. Let me see if your neck is as tasty. Your breathing is getting faster. Do you like having your neck kissed that much? How about your collarbone? I believe that qualifies as a yes. Well then, do you like it when I trace your chest here? I know I'm enjoying myself. But as much fun as we're having, I told you I was a fantastic lover, so why don't you stay right there while I shrink down a bit, grow my hair back, and you can get a perfect view of my breasts filling out. Now the fun can begin. Let me just kneel down while I run my hands along your beautiful abs here before I start unbuckling your pants. Oh my. Well, isn't this a nice treat? I don't suppose you'd mind if I... And now if that isn't the most delicious cock I've ever tasted, how can I go so deep, that long? Why, my dear adventurer, weren't you listening when I said we slimes were malleable? It's incredibly useful for deep and long blowjobs. So just sit back and let me show you. So good. But as much fun as you're having, I think you're interested in these lovely tits of mine, aren't you? Oh, it's all right, adventurer. But as much as you loved watching them, you can do so much more. For instance, if I hold them up and wrap them around you like this... There. Now, isn't this even more fun? Judging by the face you're making, I think you're enjoying this very much. Don't you just love how soft my tits feel bouncing up and down your warm, hard cock like this? Oh, I love hearing you moan like that. So heavy. And deep. That's it. Tell me how much you enjoy this. Tell me better than words ever could. I want to hear you groan and beg me to keep going, to never stop. That's it. Let me hear it, adventurer. Oh, why did I stop? Oh. Don't be so disappointed, adventurer. I'm not going to leave you high and dry. But you looked like you were getting pretty close there. And I believe the offer was, you keep my secret, and I let you breed me. And I intend to keep my end of the bargain. Now then, I think it's my turn to lean against the wall here. And now you get to watch my ass expand. And my hips widen. Perfect for breeding, don't you think, adventurer? Oh, yes. Just like that. It feels amazing. Huh? Oh, yes. I'm very wet indeed. One of the benefits of being a slime woman. Oh, but you are certainly intensifying that feature. I love how you savor every moment. Every stroke. Even the feel of my ass beneath your fingers. Why don't you try and spank it? It's okay. Go ahead and... Oh, yes. Just like that. Do it again. Oh, yes. Keep going. Punish me for working you up so much. I bet you love watching my ass bounce while you spank me, don't you? You love to watch it ripple as I bounce against you. Oh my god. That feels amazing. Come here. I lean closer. I wouldn't mind making this an ongoing offer. You keep my secret, and I continue to let you fuck me. What do you say, adventurer? Wait, why did you... Oh, my... Picking me up now. And against the wall. You must be... Oh, fuck, yes. Grab my ass. Pound me against the wall. Oh, fuck me deep. Let me feel it inside me. Breathe me, adventurer. And give me every last drop. Oh my god. I'm so close. Give it to me. I want all of it inside me. Oh yes. Come inside me. Yes. So, what did you think? Was I a great lover? Or was I a fantastic lover? Oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I'd scratched your back. I don't even remember lengthening my claws. Well, I guess I just couldn't help but mark my new mate.